Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Jocelyn. Hey, Jocelyn. She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com and send us your idea. Maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Bella from Missouri, Wolfie from Enon Valley, Walter from San Francisco, Naya from Seattle, Dean and Jack from New Jersey, Chris and Kiara from Houston, Finch from Austin, Regan from San Diego, Ronan from Virginia, and Maisie from England. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And don't forget, we also have this awesome new podcast called Kids Animal Stories, where I turn you into an animal. So you got to check that out too. Well, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. One day, Jocelyn was laying in the grass with her friends, looking up at the clouds. Have you ever looked up at the clouds and imagined, you know, oh, that cloud looks like a dinosaur, or oh, ooh, that one over there looks like an airplane, or all kinds of different things? Yes, sometimes clouds look exactly like something really cool, like an animal or a spaceship or all kinds of things. It's really fun to use our imagination to see something in the clouds. Well, this is what Jocelyn and her friends were doing. They were laying in the grass looking up, and Jocelyn said, oh, look at that one. It looks just like a panda. Oh, and one of her friends said, and look over there. That one looks like a fire truck. They were having a ton of fun just looking up at the clouds and imagining all these different things. And as the wind blows up in the sky, the clouds change shape and they move around. And so they could do this for a very long time. There was an endless amount of imagination to turn these clouds into something cool. Well, all right, guys, I have to get going. It's getting close to dinner time, and so I'll see you guys later, okay? All right, see you later, Jocelyn. Her friends went home, and Jocelyn was about to head inside when all of a sudden, it started to get very windy, like super windy out of nowhere. As Jocelyn looked up in the sky, the clouds were going crazy bonkers. Like, the clouds were crashing into each other, and it looks like, whoa, they were, like, moving really strangely, more than, there must be a storm coming in, she said. And she ran inside, and sure enough, it started to rain, and crash, boom, the lightning and thunder crashed just as they were sitting down to eat dinner. Jocelyn said, oh my, are we going to be safe? And her parents said, oh, absolutely, Jocelyn. We're safe in our house, and the thunder, it can't hurt us. And so it's just big booms and nice big flashes of light. And as the rain came to a stop, the booms and the crashes did not. Do you see that? As Jocelyn was looking out the window, she saw something she'd never seen before. She was watching these clouds, and they just didn't look quite right. They weren't, like, blowing with the wind. It looked like they were alive and moving. And that one cloud that she remembers seeing that looked like a panda, look at that. It looks like it's running. And it's, there's another cloud. It looks just like a dinosaur. Uh-oh. Holy smokes, I think somehow those clouds came alive and they're fighting now. Well, it's a good thing that Jocelyn's on the Spy Kid team because she does have a jetpack, but I don't think flying in a storm like this is a good idea for a jetpack. She opened up the window and the wind was starting to calm down, but the clouds were still. Something was weird. She strapped on her jetpack and ran out the door and blasted up to the sky. She rode her way up to the clouds. She was zooming past birds and all kinds of, well, just a lot of birds. I guess those are the only things that fly up there. There weren't any airplanes. It was just birds. And as she zoomed all the way up to the clouds, she bonked her head on one of the clouds. What? I thought clouds were supposed to be like, you could go right through them. Why is that? It feels hard, or like a cotton ball. And it's like, I can't go through it. As she flew around the clouds and came around to the other side, she couldn't believe her eyes. All the clouds had come alive. They had... What? Everything that they were seeing from down below earlier in the grass. Remember when they saw a fire truck and dinosaurs and pandas and all kinds of things? They were all real. Something crazy had happened in the sky to transform the clouds into, like, real clouds. They still looked like clouds. They were still white and gray and puffy, but they could move and talk.
This is my part of the sky, said the panda cloud. You guys must leave me alone.
No, panda. We all have the sky, and this is where I want to be right now. Just scoot over a little bit, said one of the dinosaurs.
You see, it looks like the clouds started to fight, and that's why the storm happened. Oh, I think that was all the booming and the crashing we heard earlier, Jocelyn thought to herself. It was the clouds and these creatures like pushing into each other and... Oh, hey guys, hello, my name's Jocelyn. As the clouds turned around and looked right at her, they said,
What are you doing up here, little girl? This is a place for clouds, not people, said the panda.
Well, I understand, but yeah, that's why I put my jetpack on so I could fly up here. But you see, all this fighting and craziness that you guys are doing is very loud down there on Earth. I thought it was like a thunderstorm, but it looks like it's actually you guys just not being very nice.
Yeah, well... Those guys were trying to push me over, and this is my part of the sky, said the panda.
Panda, I told you 100 times, this sky is something we have to share, said the fire truck.
The fire truck is talking too? Oh, goodness. Yes, so, all right, clouds. Jocelyn pulled them all in and said, All right, listen up. The sky is nobody's. No one owns the sky. It's something I'm sure you all have shared for many years, and I'm sorry that something happened, but Mr. Panda, you're going to need to calm down, take a deep breath. As the panda blew out his deep breath, there was a big gust of wind.
Whoa, okay, not so big of a deep breath, said Jocelyn.
All right, well, now what am I supposed to do?
Well, you guys are going to need to figure this out and work together, because you can't keep fighting and crashing, because I will never be able to sleep tonight with all the booming and crashing. So, how about you guys agree that the place that you are right now, that's a safe place? And wherever you float and bump into, because I know the wind pushes you around, you just have to make sure that you have a little space in between yourselves, and then you're fine.
Okay, as long as they don't bump into me, then I won't push, said the panda.
Yeah, well, just stay away from my space and I won't push you, said the dinosaur.
This is crazy. Jocelyn couldn't believe that she was, one, talking to clouds that were fighting, and two, they just didn't seem to want to behave. Well, yeah, sometimes it's hard for people to understand the right way to do things, and I guess these clouds, This might not be the end of Jocelyn's teaching them a lesson of how to be nice to each other, because it seems like they don't really want to behave, but they're going to try their best. So, as Jocelyn flew back down to her house, she looked up at the sky as the sun was setting. It was getting closer to nighttime, and as she watched the clouds float by, they all were spaced nicely, not bumping into each other's spaces. But I don't think this is the end of that one. The end.
Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? Well, if you want your own adventure, I want to hear about your ideas, so you can go to kidsshortstories.com to send me your idea, and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to sign up for our kid shoutouts, so you put in your name and where you're from, and I would love in an upcoming story to say hi to you and welcome you into the family. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye!